In this module, I'm going to show you how to change your sound, voice, and verbosity settings. From the Today screen, we're going to go into the PacMate's Settings dialog box. Press F4.
Start menu Today.
And press S for Settings.
Leaving menus, Settings dialog, Personal page, List view, Braille settings, 1 of 15.
You heard several things there. You heard that we left the Start menu and that we're now in Settings. And you'll notice that it said you were on the personal page, so you know that this is a multi-page dialog box. And right now, if we were to press the Enter key, we would go into Braille settings. The first thing I want to show you how to do is change the sound settings for the PacMate. Press S to get to Sounds.
Sounds and Notifications.
Okay, Sounds and Notifications. Press the Enter key.
Enter. Sounds and Notifications dialog volume page, system volume left right slider 60%.
You can set the system volume from this control, but later on I'm going to show you how to set it in a much more convenient way. Press Tab.
Tab, enable sounds for events left parent warnings, system events right parent checkbox not checked.
This is one of the important things you might want to turn on if you're going to have your PacMate announce when events happen using a sound. From simple things like the auto shutoff, there's an automatic shutoff feature that will turn itself off for you. You'll have to have this turned on. So let's press spacebar to turn it on.
Checked.
And you notice that by pressing the spacebar, we check this particular option. Press tab.
Tab. Enable sounds for programs. Checkbox checked.
Sounds for programs is already enabled. Press tab.
Tab. Enable sounds for notifications, left parent alarms, reminders, right parent checkbox not checked.
Again, this is a choice you'll want to check probably because your alarms and notifications won't make any noise without this being checked. So press the spacebar.
Checked.
And press tab.
Tab. Enable sounds for screen taps, checkbox not checked.
As I mentioned before, screen taps refers to a person tapping a stylus on a PDA screen to launch an application or to perform a function. In the PacMate's case, we'll be using the Enter key or other function keys to accomplish the same thing. The reason you might want to turn this particular feature on is that you'll get audible feedback when you tell the PacMate to open an application or perform some other functions. And I'll go ahead and check that.
Checked.
Let's tab one more time.
Tab. Screen taps loud radio button check 2 of 2.
Now this controls how loud the screen taps are. I'm going to be using this in meetings and other settings, so let's turn that to soft. And I will do that by pressing the up arrow key.
Screen taps soft radio button check 1 of 2.
And I'll tab again.
Tab. Enable sounds for hardware buttons checkbox not checked.
Hardware buttons is a feature that will make the PacMate click anytime a button or a key is pressed. Some people might like that as they're typing or pressing other keys. I'm going to leave it off in this instance. Some of you might be annoyed by the constant clicking as I enter keystrokes. Let's tab one more time.
Tab, volume, tab.
And as you see, we've come all the way back around to the volume tab. I want to go ahead and put these changes into effect, so I'll press the Enter key.
Enter. Settings dialog, personal page, list view, sounds and notifications, 11 of 15.
Now we're back in the list view on the personal page. We're going to press V to get to the verbosity settings.
Verbosity settings.
You may not make a lot of changes to this right now, but as you become more proficient with PacMate, you may want to have messages and information that's tailored to a more advanced user. I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. JAWS Verbosity Settings Dialog. Verbosity Level Combo Box. Beginner Highest. 1 of 3.
I'll just take a moment to let you hear the choices that are available to you. I'll press down arrow.
Intermediate.
So we've moved from the beginner to the intermediate option.
Advanced. Lowest.
And then with another down arrow, we've moved to advanced, and it says lowest because the advanced option provides the least amount of verbiage for the advanced user. And we can up arrow again to beginner.
Intermediate. Beginner highest.
Which is where I would like to leave it. Press tab.
Tab. Preferences button.
And you'll hear the preferences button. Tab again.
Tab. Tutor messages checkbox not checked.
You have the opportunity to turn tutor messages on or off. Tab again.
Tab. Access key messages checkbox not checked.
And you have the option to have JAWS tell you the access keys for certain items. Typically, access keys are the underlined letters on a menu option or in a dialog box. And we'll tab again.
Tab. OK button.
Which brings us to the OK button. And one more tab.
Tab, cancel button.
Brings us to the cancel button. I'm going to press enter on cancel since I really don't want to make any changes here.
Enter. Settings dialog, personal page, list view, verbosity settings, 14 of 15.
Let's press V one more time.
Voice settings.
Brings us to voice settings. And press enter. We'll take a look at that together.
Enter. JAWS voice settings dialog, rate 57, left right slider, 15%.
The first thing you hear is the speech rate, and you're given the value at which it's set now. If you wish to make the speech faster or slower, you can do so by pressing the up or down arrow keys. I'll demonstrate that.
14%, 13%, 12%.
I'm pressing down arrow. If I press up arrow,
13%, 14%, 15%.
You didn't hear a whole lot of change because we only changed a few percentage points. But if you were to continue to press the arrow keys in either direction, you would be able to speed the speech up or slow it down significantly. If you want to make greater changes in a shorter period of time, instead of using the arrow keys, you can use the page up or page down keys. We do this by pressing dot 2 with up arrow for page up, and dot 2 with down arrow for page down. That'll let you make some radical changes in speech rate. I'll press dot 2 with up arrow.
Page up, rate 78, left right slider, 34%.
We've gone from 14 to 34%. I'll press it again.
Page up, rate 100, left right slider, 54%.
And now we start reading at a pretty fast clip, 54%. I'll press page down, which is dot 2 with down arrow.
Page down, rate 78, left right slider, 34%.
Back to 34%, and I'll press page down again.
Page down, rate 56, left right slider, 14%.
And I'll press page down one more time.
Page down, rate 40, left right slider, 0%.
And we enter the sleepy zone. We're at 0%, and the speech is as slow as it will get. Let me press page up once to get us back to a more reasonable speech rate.
Page up. Rate 62, left right slider, 20%.
That's 20%. That's close enough, I think, for everybody's comfort. I'll press tab again.
Tab. Voices combo box. Read 1 of 8.
Now we're in the voices combo box. As you can hear, we've got 8 voices to choose from. Currently, Reed is doing the talking. If I press the down arrow key.
Shelly.
We have Shelly.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Rocco.
Rocco. I'll press up arrow.
Bobby. Shelly.
Reed.
And back to our friend Reed. And you could come back and explore all of these options to a greater degree later. I'm going to press tab again.
Tab. Pitch left right slider. 64%.
This lets me control the pitch of the speech. I won't change that right now. Tab again.
Tab. Uppercase pitch increment edit. 20.
This controls how much the voice pitch is raised when capital letters are spoken.
Tab, punctuation combo box, most, 3 of 4.
This allows you to control how much punctuation is spoken. Right now we're set to most. Let me press up arrow here.
Some.
We can change to some. If I press up arrow again.
None.
We have none. I'm going to press down arrow back to most.
Some. Most.
If you were to press down arrow one more time, the Pac-Mate would speak all punctuation that occurs. We won't do that right now. Press tab.
Tab, OK button.
We've reached the OK button. Press tab one more time.
Tab, cancel button.
And this is the cancel button. I'm going to press that so we don't make any changes.
Enter. Settings, dialog, personal page, list view, voice settings, 15 of 15.
Of course, if you'd made some changes that you wish to keep, you'd press the OK button instead. There's a number of other features on this list that we're not going to have time to explore during this basic training. Also, there are two other pages that are part of this settings multi-page dialog. They also contain things that you'll want to look at so that you can come back to them later. In order to close the settings dialog, press F1.
Close button. Today.
And we're brought back to the Today screen. This completes the module on sound, verbosity, and voice settings. Please join me in the next module.